they're rolling 80,000-pound trucks now that are electric, you know, that aren't burning a gallon of diesel.
School buses one of these days.
Yes, yes. See ads for every week in city districts, you know, switching over to, you know, it's one of those if they need to, they need to be coming up with a plan really quick of how to, and it keeps getting voted out. You know, the last, was it the last three or four that they've tried to raise the their tax, it's voted down, and you pull up here to Casey's, it's not like, well, it's $1.92 because the state put another 2 cents on there. I'm not getting any today. No, you pull in there, you fill up, whether it's $1.92, $2.92, you know, you're buying it, but, yeah.
Well, if it's point of purchase, it doesn't matter whether you're taking the electric plug-in and paying the taxes when you're there, or whether you're getting the hydrogen tank or the natural gas bottle or whatever, but at point of purchase, no matter what, that crosses all the platforms. But if you do gallons and if you do this and that, there's all these cross measurements and metrics that you don't know how that all works. And electricity, you're not going to buy at the pipeline. And this other stuff, there's too much messing around. It has to be at point of purchase, I think. And then, so if you are paying something for a kilowatt, or if you're paying something for a gallon of propane or a gallon of gas or pounds of hydrogen, whatever it is that makes you go, it's already in there and it gets paid through the Department of Revenue just like everybody else. But right now, all of these things are like we're in denial. And if we're smart enough sitting here to think about it, there are a lot of smart people ought to be thinking that. Because we're headed to nowhere. So anyway, MoDOT's got a lot of things on their hands funding. But it isn't just MoDOT. It's the Federal Highway Trust Fund. They keep drawing down on the General Treasury and borrowing money from different places to make ends meet. And that can't last forever either. So, but the idea, just because we promote a, what is the, what's Kerry's new title? Environmental
czar
of some kind or another. Just because we promote him and have all that stuff, and we're going to join the Paris Accord, and we're going to stop burning coal, and we're going to do all this stuff, doesn't mean that we can afford to do any of that. It just means. So, anyway, there's things. Funding's going to be getting to be a more critical problem all right along. And some of the rest of the world's figured this out. So they're addressing it. So when we're becoming an undeveloped country and they're becoming a developed country, we might want to think about that a little bit. So there's some MoDOT things. That,
what about the bridge? Have you heard any more on the 86 bridge?
They said that they are continuing on with the South Route design, and they're just moving forward, and you're supposed to read it on the internet and keep yourself up to speed when they're on their little site there, which hasn't been changed since last July. So there you go. So if you read it between now and last July, you're current.
Good shape.
And, of course, we're trying to address and work with the people along Highway 86. Highway 86 isn't ours, it's the state's, which they just basically say, take a hike. So we're the only ones that are listening to them, and what you get for listening to them is more to listen to, which we really can't go mow that road and say, this is what you're going to do. But that's another. So there's plenty to go around on transportation right now and get moving again. But, Jason, they are issuing bids. They're issuing awards. Mm-hmm. So that is something that they haven't done for a while.
Things slowly start to move forward.
But, I told Jason earlier, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in this year's FAST bill, the continuing authority of the FAST bill, Missouri gets $13 billion. That's the federal share for Missouri. but they've only released 700 and some odd thousand for until through December for 22 days. They've released 22 days worth of money, so you can do 22 days worth of work, but you can't commit beyond that. So saying we have $13 billion is...
So all the counties on their BRO, you know, there's about $12.3 million that funnels down from MoDOT to the BRO, and MoDOT's standard answer is, we'll give you an updated balance first of next year. They're just holding steady.
So basically that just means we're marking time and all this other stuff that we're trying to get moving. So at any rate, okay, enough yipping.
Right, any new business feels not been discussed?
Devin, be more specific on our budget for our project for this. Can you apply for that for us again for this year?
Already did.
Been approved yet?
Mm-hmm.
That could go along with the county budget, right? Good. You're ahead of the curve. Thank you.
I was going to mention that. I'll update a couple projects I know are complete. Send you the list and send it to email.
Perfect.
We haven't done anything this year, so there's $5,000 contract out there that has to be used by the end of the year. Every year we do a new one, so if you do give me some projects to add before the end of the year, we can do it on the 2020 contract.
We won't have another meeting this year, but we'll.
And we're going to need to discuss those projects too, so it'll be into next year's budget.
Which is fine. It usually takes us a month or two to get the commission to approve new contracts and all. First of the year, we'll get that process started. But I was going to ask you if you want me to do that actually, because we haven't used it in 2 years. We've had it replaced. But
we get the expressway going. There's going to be a lot of need to update this, that, and the other thing, because the whole dynamic around that area is going to change. And so there's going to be projects that aren't on there now that we haven't met yet that are going to be on there.
But if there's changes that you know already need to be made, go ahead and make use of the funds that we've got two projects
that are done.
As long as Devin will pay the bill when it comes in.
Well, at least, I mean, the changes I'm talking about are changing column to complete, so it drops off the list, so it will be something charged for. So.
Send that.
Sounds good.
But I think it does merit reviewing that list in some detail again.
Yeah.
Seeing if there's some other things we need to add. Devin, are all those raising all those low water crossings that you mentioned earlier, Grand Clark Road and all that, are they on there already?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, and that's one thing we don't do very well. You guys have projects and they never get on there, and a lot of the projects that get done have never been on any list or anything. We need those projects to get on that list so we can show that we're making progress, because there's a lot of progress being made. You just might not know it by our list. So when we come on to Round Mountain is on there.
But
when we come on to those kinds of projects, we need to ensure that they get added to the list, even though we know they're going to be funded and they're going to get going through.
Well, they haven't been approved yet. I mean, we can have him add those three. He's familiar with them. I've been working with Travis on them.
So why don't we add those three on there? Okay, so why don't we add those on there too? Out of that $5,000 and get them evaluated and get them on there.
I don't know if cheese plant's on there or not, but I'm in the process of it.
So any of that kind of stuff, because there's a lot of stuff that's not approved on there, it's just on there so that if we get a chance to get it going, we can.
Yeah, I think cheese plant came up kind of as an emergency issue when we're not doing all the time to get that bridge after some flooding.
Another one that wasn't on there would be Old Remus Road. down in the very bottom before you make the last corner, when the water came up, people were trapped and they had nowhere to go. So luckily, I got that on one of our nationwide permits under maintenance, because I did not make any, do any tree removal. And it is now built up to 697, and it should never be underwater again. I mean, if you want to put that on there, and then we could show it as completed when we pay it.
I don't think that's all bad. I think to actually record, because people say, what are you doing? And then you see the list, and there's, it's not there. Well, we're doing a lot. We just aren't getting credit for it.
That one there has not been paved, and it won't be, so it could technically be put on there to be raised up, which we've already done, but we have to do the paving in the spring when it warms up.
Okay. So that's a good one. What about Slough Hollow and all that? Is that all done?
And yeah,
okay.
Fall Creek Road, I'm working with a developer on putting some turn lanes in it.
There was something
up around Country Bluff.
Yeah, Fall Creek's on there now, not turn lanes, but.
And those are, we're evaluating because of flood conditions. They could be given an emergency rating, and then it bumps them up on the scale.
Well, that's, you know, some of that flood stuff is not in the county, though. That's in.
Which
where,
ones?
Where it goes under there by Thousand Hills at the bottom, is that in the county or is that in the city?
There on Cooper Creek?
Yeah.
That's county.
Oh, okay. I thought that was in the city.
There by the golf course?
Yeah. Yeah.
The city has two that go in water that are just off of Fall Creek Road that we're going to do next year.
That,
we just don't want the city stuff on there. Yeah.
That box culvert I put in there at Cooper Creek, that was 19, February 19, we did that.
Well, we got safety ratings there, but I don't think we have emergency ratings. Those take a special category. Urgent. Urgency.
Yeah, and that full, relist was definitely
full support of this board.
A lot of houses back there, and now that our friends at the Corps want to keep us up that upper echelon of Bull Shoals, you know, it was deep to get across to them houses.
They cooperate good with me on this end. And that was just a phone call, and they like, go for it.
I assume just hold her below about 660 and blow.
The other thing that Mr. Long was going to do is try to get them to do a flow study and get it to where they'll keep the water equaled out better.
Yeah, hopefully that'll happen, because that's a...
One thing that has happened that is only tangent to transportation is Turkey Creek now has a river gauge, and so does Roark Creek have river gauges. So before, the way we figured out whether Turkey Creek was flooding was I looked out my city hall window, and if you could see the water, it was deep.
Mm-hmm.
And if not now, you can just go to NOAA's river hydrology, and you can look and you can see those two, so you know when roads are going under. And so that's a big improvement. It's like Bull Creek. It's the same kind of a system. Now, what are they doing with Bull Creek? I'm understanding Boyce's Bridge and all that's got to go. And
I think they already tore it out.
Okay.
But
there's lawsuits and everything else. We've been called three or four times on that. If you didn't. We ran like heck from, to be honest with you, we don't want to use that.
Apparently it was engineered right originally, just not built according to plans.
Yeah, originally.
That's why the engineer's not in the lawsuit, it's just the contractor and owner of the redesign and rebuild something.
Well, they better design it good, because when we put the big one in above, it's going to really let the water flow.
Yeah, Rizal designed it, and then what got built was not anywhere close to the design. The design got permitted by Core. The contract didn't go over the cost, I guess, was necessary, or whatever, put the budget. A couple wrongful death lawsuits later.
Now the budget's relative.
Mm-hmm. Fairview Church, we did go put a slab over it.